Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Bear Witness, and bear with me, because it's been a rough few nights, guys. Haven't been sleeping well, just not been great. I don't know if it's the change of the time, but yeah, it's really messing with me. So, we're just gonna go ahead and do this and the other ones like we normally do, and I'm gonna do the best I can with it. Probably not gonna be as, you know, fast as some of the reads, because I'm still kind of out of it, but we'll do our best. The next day, you're just finishing class when you get a call from Valeria. You step outside and answer. Hey, pretty lady. Hi, baby. You busy? No, just finishing class. What's up? If you don't have plans for the night, I was wondering if you'd like to get together. Sure, I can do that. Your place, I take it? Actually, no. I was hoping we could go out tonight. Do something fun. Like a date? Well, yes. I mean, obviously you don't have to if you'd rather not. It's the first time you can remember Val even ever being unsure of herself. It's also the first time she's ever invited you out on an actual date. It gives you pause, so you take an extra moment before deciding. Yeah, that actually sounds great. Oh, good. Maybe 7 tonight then? I can pick you up. Sure, I'll see you then. Okay, later, baby. She hangs up and you head back inside to grab a few things before heading home. We do like Valeria here, guys. You just return home from class when your phone rings. It's Moira calling. Hey, handsome, want to come over tonight? Shit, I just told Val I'd spend the evening with her. Sorry, beautiful, but I've got stuff to do tonight already. Can I get a rain check? Sure, just let me know when you got some free time. I will. That's how they do that. They bombard you with the girls. Val picks you up right on time, greeting you with a quick kiss as you climb into her car. Hi, baby. Well, you know what happens here. As you drive into downtown, you look over and see that she's got a look on her face that you can only describe as nervous. Is everything okay? Yeah, I think so. Why? You just seem nervous. I guess I'm just not used to doing stuff like this. Like what? Like a date? Yeah, I guess like a date. It's fine, Val. I wanted to spend some time with you. Don't be nervous. Thank you, baby. I'm glad you did. The car pulls up to Lefty's and you grin at her. Feeling romantic tonight? What? I mean, why are you asking? This is where we met. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, baby. I wasn't thinking about that. I just thought we could have dinner before we take a walk. Oh sure, okay. You feel a little confused by her response. She's clearly got something on her mind and she stepped out of her comfort zone. She's simply much more self-assured than this. You follow her inside and the two of you take a quiet booth near the back. The crowd is thin tonight, and it doesn't take long for Todd to make his way to your table. Hey guys, how have you been? Pretty good, actually. Yeah, I'm good. Cool, drinks to start? You each order a beer, and Todd smiles and heads to the bar to take care of it. I'm gonna go to the restroom real quick. Sure, gotta powder our nose. Valeria slides out of her seat and heads to the restroom. A moment later, Todd approaches and sets your drinks down. You two on a date? Oh yeah, sorry, yes we are. Huh. Why? She doesn't usually take her friends with benefits out like this. I'm pretty sure she never has. I'm sorry, her what? Her, you know, guys like you. I don't actually. Oh well, shit, sorry. I figured she would have told you. Tell me what? Please don't tell her I told you this, but she's had relationships with guys from PCA ever since moving here. You're her fourth, I think? What the fuck? She told me about them. Her whole deal, you know? I figured she would have told you. No, nothing, I mean... Looks like she's on her way back. Please don't tell her I told you about this. I guess I'll try not to. Thanks. Valeria slides into the booth and smiles at Todd. Specials tonight? Fish and chips tonight. I'll have that. I'll have the lemon chicken. Sounds good. I'll get these going for you. Todd heads to the kitchen and you look at Val to see her watching you. What? What were you two talking about? He said you don't often take your, fuck buddies? You feel yourself blushing. I was trying to come up with a better way to say that. She shrugs and watches you patiently. Anyway, he said you don't often take your friends with benefits out like this. He hadn't realized you never told me. Ah. Ah, that's it? What do you want me to say, that you aren't my first lover? I mean, I didn't expect I was, I just didn't realize I was the latest in the long line of, friends with benefits. You are. I'm not. There have been two just before you, and they were a long time ago. But, she sighs. I didn't feel the connection with them that I do with you. You're sweet and gentle and smart. And sexy. Don't forget sexy. She smacks your forearm, but smiles. Don't make me add egotistical to the list. Haha, okay, I'll try to rein it in. But yeah, I I like you. I really like you too, otherwise I wouldn't be here. Boy, is he playing these girls like you wouldn't believe. Somebody stop that man, my lord. You grab and pull her in for a passionate kiss. She smiles at you, reaching across and taking your hand. Something I wanted to talk to you about. Yeah? Nicole told me about you two. Oh, I'm not gonna make a big deal out of it because I did tell you we weren't exclusive. Okay. But I prefer if... Flubbed that whole line. But I would prefer you... It's okay. Take a breath first. She smiles at you and makes a show of breathing in deeply. I'd rather you not sleep with her again. Oh. She has a tendency to brag and she has this competitive streak that makes me worry. You think she'll try to take me away from you? Oh, I know she would. But only long enough to say that she won. Huh. Well, you have nothing to worry about. I won't say I didn't enjoy the sex with her, but the relationship with you and I, or rather the relationship that you and I have, is more important, I think. Tell that to the other girls. She smiles brightly and squeezes your hand again. Thank you, baby. You dumbass woman, you. Todd arrives just then with your food. The two of you begin eating, keeping the topics light for the rest of the meal. Who eats fish and chips with a fork? It must be Britain. I'd never do such a thing. Not here in the land of eagles and freedom. Some people might say Taurus. But yeah, we don't get too political on these. Afterward, the two of you walk around town hand in hand, stopping in a few stores to browse, enjoying the brisk October evening. Man, he's really smitten with her. He needs to cool it. There's another woman right there. You better stop it, mate. Okay. He got him an older woman. They call it hagmaxing now. Oh, here we go. Boy, ain't that romantic. Would be more romantic if you didn't shout every time, Grim. I thought you were tired. Well, I guess I'm not. Maybe it's just my eyes burning. Oh, wow. get the sunlight reflecting on the water. That is nice. For those of you who haven't been outside, that's what's called a really nice dusk. You know, you have that little period where the sky looks amazing. As the night draws to a close, Valeria drives you home. The kiss she lays on you at the curb just about curls your toes. Damn, you sure you don't want me to come over tonight? Ah, not tonight, baby. It's not a good night for it. I got 3 other girls. Oh, okay, then I'll talk to you later. Good night, Grim. Good night, Val. You lean in and kiss her again, much more briefly this time, before climbing out of the car and heading inside. Watch her be like an agent or something. I thought she said she was an agent. Could have sworn that was a thing. Okay, Halloween. This is the big moment you've all been waiting for. The big Halloween party. When dude throws the best Halloween parties and I skipped a bunch of shit just so we could do Halloween. I don't know if it's going to beat the Dick's Halloween. And normally we'd be doing Dick right now, but things happen and we're going to move it again. It just wouldn't be right without DP here, right? And things didn't happen right. But if he shows up for some odd reason, and I'm not too tired, you might see a dick video. Like, oh shit, we're going to get both bear witness and being a dick? Maybe. I don't know. Depends on what he wants to do. I still can't believe you picked this of all things. I think it fits you perfectly. I don't do a lot of bronco busting, you know. I wouldn't mind you learning how to work with rope, though. You raise an eyebrow at her and she giggles. You look great tonight, by the way. Thank you. She twirls for you, showing off her costume as you sit down and put on your boots. Alright, I think I'm all set. We driving over? Uber? Walking. It's not that far, and I figure if we're drinking, I wouldn't want to leave my car there overnight. Oh, good idea. Ready? Yep, I'll grab one of your sweaters to wear. You two begin the walk to Brayden's house. The two of you are quiet on the walk there. Perhaps it's cold or you're both just comfortable with the silence, but you glance over at her just as she looks at you, and the two of you trade a smile. Wow, he's loaded, huh? His parents are, at least. Let's head inside. Hail Hydra. Heidi, you made it. I did. How are you, jackass? Oof, every time. Ha ha, I'm good. You look, wow, hot. Thanks. Have you met Grim? Can't say I have. Good to meet you. You too, man. So you guys together or what? Because I've had my eye on little Heidi here for some time. Oh, stop already. It's almost sad now. Hey, I can't be blamed for trying. You totally can. Anyway, feel free to grab some drinks. I gotta be a good host and make the rounds. Thanks, jackass. Aha, later, gorgeous. Brayden slips off into the crowd and you watch for a moment as he greets some others and then tries to make his way to the kitchen. Or, well, then makes his way to the kitchen. He doesn't try, he makes it. Jackass? Yeah, because Brayden? Okay. Brayden, bray like a mule, hence jackass, exactly. Oh shit, that's actually kind of clever. Right? I noticed you didn't tell him we were together. Did you need me to? I'm pretty sure he got the hint. Hey, stop. Look, I love you. You're mine. I don't give a shit about Brayden or what he wants, okay? Wait till all the girls meet each other. You're in love with him? I'm in love with him, too. Hey, I'm in love with him, also. Are y'all gonna, like, take parts of the body, or what? How's this gonna work? I got his arm. Look at his leg. I got the beat. No, you stay off that. Yeah, okay. She reaches up and pulls your face to hers, kissing you. Now let's have some fun. I can do that. two of you get some drinks and spend the evening talking with various classmates, dancing, and making out. He's a cowboy. She's a, I don't know, a dancer? Well, she is a dancer for real, so that works, right?
Bring me my concubine!
Well, I mean, that's the kind of dancer I thought of. King slaps his hands together.
Bring me my concubines and have them dance for me. Quickly now, quickly. I haven't much time.
Love you. Love you too. You two eventually call it quits and decide to make the walk home. It's bitterly cold and Heidi has her body pressed tightly to yours for the entire walk home. You two head into the living room and kiss. Can I sleep with you tonight?
I'd like that.
Good. No sex tonight, though. I'm exhausted. It's okay, babe. I'm fine with just cuddling you. Good. She marks that off her checklist.
Oh, see, I've already got him tamed.
Pretty soon he won't be having sex most of the time. I'll just tell him I've got a headache or I don't feel like it. Or it was a hard day at work. Or it was that time of the month. She kisses you again and the two of you head upstairs.
Love you, Grim. I love you too, babe.
Well, isn't that nice?
Till marriage.
Shit, what time is it? You pick up your phone, only discover it is completely dead. Been there, done that. Fuck, forgot to plug it in. You find the cable and start charging your phone while you go shower and get ready for the day. House is quiet. I'm guessing everyone is off doing their thing for the day. You're just about to head back up and turn on your phone when you hear the doorbell chime. Ding dong! When you get to the front door, you open it to find Dean Walsh and Sadie there.
Grim! Oh, thank God. I've been trying to get a hold of you for the last 2 hours. Why aren't you answering your phone?
Sorry, I forgot to charge it when I got home last night. What's going on? You make eye contact with Sadie, who looks just as confused as you. Why are you here? She visibly flinches and you take a breath.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound so harsh, what's going on?
I need both of you to sit down, please. I have something has happened.
So Batman,
you feel yourself grow cold, the bottom dropping out of your stomach. You take a seat on the couch and Sadie joins you.
Grim, there's no easy way to tell you this. I'm sorry. Your father is dead.
Sadie takes in a swift breath, and suddenly you feel weightless. The sensation in your stomach doubles, and you feel as if you might vomit.
Dead? What?
You're grasping for words as Sadie takes your hand and squeezes.
He was killed day before yesterday. The marshals were holding off so they could have an agent tell you in person, but he was killed.
Dean Walsh nods slowly, his eyes not leaving your face.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Chapter 4. 7 weeks later. The red eye later tonight. I'll let you know when I get back to NYC. I love you, kiddo. Beep.
Hey, shit brick. I just wanted to tell you that everything's wrapped up here. Heading home, taking the red eye later tonight. I'll let you know when I get back to NYC. I love you, kiddo. Beep.
Sadie sticks her head in the room.
Hey, can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Was that the message he left?
Yeah. I'm glad they finally let you hear it.
Me too.
Was there anything important?
No. I mean, just the last thing he ever said to me. You feel the grief hitting you again, and you drop your head to hide the tears that begin to form. She holds you back, She holds you for a moment, and you collect yourself, pushing the hurt and anger back down. You lift your head up and give her a weak smile. Thanks. Do you want to talk? Maybe later, I don't know. I thought I'd accepted it and could move on, but now hearing his voice like that, and knowing I could have talked to him one last time if I hadn't been an absolute idiot. You weren't an idiot. I was. My dad calls. I know he's doing something dangerous, but I've got my head so far up my own ass with everything else in my life that I don't check his message immediately. The fuck is wrong with me? Nothing. And you knew he wouldn't be upset with you at all, right? Like, you knew you had a life of your own. Did he sound upset in that message? No. Because he wasn't. It's okay to make a minor mistake. You didn't do anything that would have hurt him. I just wish... You choke back a sob and she hugs you again, rubbing your back. Shh, it's okay. Just remember that he loved you and he was proud of you. You didn't do anything wrong, Shelby. Okay. You smile at her, blinking away the tears when you notice a figure at the door. Who the hell is Shelby? You feel yourself flushing, startled that the thing you worried would happen finally did. You try to respond and tell her it's just a nickname, but you find yourself struggling to speak. It's just something I call Grim. Why? The fuck are you two hiding? Fuck. Nothing, we're just... No, there's no point in hiding it anymore. Hiding what? You gotta be fucking kidding me. I know it's a lot. No, I'm not mad about it. I'm just shocked I hadn't figured it out already. Because there were so many clues, right? I mean, kind of? Not really. Well, you don't talk about your background much for one. Neither do you. True, but you've also got a Chicago accent. And you claim to be from California originally. Wait, you can still hear my accent? The girls all nod, you slap your forehead. Well, that vocal coach wasn't worth a shit then. It isn't super noticeable. It's just on a few words. I honestly thought you might be Canadian at one point. What? You say poppin' sometimes instead of soda. Jesus fucking Christ! It's cute! That's not the point. Anyway, I'm surprised, but also not. So, do you prefer we call you Shelby instead of... No, I'm still technically in witness protection, so you probably shouldn't. Then why does she get to? Well, because she's my cousin. What? Yeah. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but isn't that against the rules or something? Technically, yes, but we didn't plan to run into each other here. You relay the story of almost literally running into each other at PCA, and the girls look more and more shocked. Wow. Yeah. So, your dad. Yeah. I'm sorry, it seems, I don't know, worse now. Yeah. Heidi comes up and wraps her arms around you. A moment later, she's joined by Athena. The three of you hug. When you pull apart, you smile at them. Thanks, but I'm doing okay. In large part, thanks to Sadie. Heidi rushes over to Sadie and hugs her as well, squeezing her tight enough that her head is enveloped by Sadie's breasts. You see her hand creep down towards Sadie's butt. Hey now, I have to thank your cousin for helping. Stop being greedy, you. You're no fun. Anyway, now you know. And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe! The three of you look at her and she blushes. What? You're such a dork sometimes. You laugh and kiss your girlfriends before offering to walk Sadie back to the dorm. Your phone vibrates and you see that Val is calling. Oh, speaking of guys, if you like that, knowing is half the battle. We actually did a long time ago when we did, because we've done so many different things on this channel. when we were doing basically watch videos where we would just kind of make commentary, we just don't have time to do that anymore. That's why we haven't done it. You know, DP's job changed and stuff. That's why we stopped Married with Children, a lot of other stuff we used to do. But we did that Knowing Is Half the Battle one time, where we went through all those old G.I. Joe, and some of them are absolutely hilarious. It's like, wow, you gotta tell people that? Back in the day, I guess they thought it was a problem. But anyway, what's cooking, good looking? You hear her laughing on the other end. Oh, you're adorable. Fucking nailed it. Says the most beautiful woman I know. What's up? I was hoping you might be able to spend a weekend with me before the holidays. Okay, when were you thinking? Next weekend work for you? Yeah, I'd love that. Did you have something special in mind? A few ideas, yes, but mostly the two of us lounging about my house naked. That sounds incredible. Aha, I thought you might like that. You want me to get an Uber over there on Friday? No, I can pick you up. Awesome, just say when. I will, Grim. I'm okay, Val, I promise. Are you? You've been distant the past couple of months. I just want to make sure you're all right. I am. I'm sorry for being distant. It's just been a lot. I know, baby, and if you want to talk this weekend... Yeah, I appreciate it. Okay, well, I'll let you go. Expect a text from me this week. Sounds good. Bye. The phone clicks as she ends the call and you set it back down. The next morning. Hey, handsome. Hey, yourself, what's up? Plans today? Nothing important, just working on some stuff for after the winter break. Good, you're coming with me. Oh, where to? You'll see. Dress warm. Be back down here in a half an hour. Wait, are we taking your motorcycle? No. Too cold for where we're going. Heidi's letting us borrow her car. She's got to stay home today and take video calls from her family. She has to be home all day for that? It's a big fucking family. Her parents, siblings, about a dozen aunts and uncles, grandparents, the Pope. Well, he's not coming. Oh, I knew she had a large family. I just realized they all called for the holidays. But that's how it works. It's apparently a family tradition. At least as much as video calls could be a tradition. But yeah, she'll be talking with them pretty much all day. Ah, got it. So get ready. Okay, I'm on it. You run upstairs and get dressed, throwing on the warmest clothing you can find. You waddle back down the stairs and out to the living room, where Athena is looking at her phone. She glances up at you and immediately starts laughing. What? You said dress warm. Ah ha ha! Oh god, babe, I didn't mean dress in 14 layers. Fine, let me get rid of a few of these. Keep the long underwear on, though, it'll help. How do you know I'm wearing long underwear? As we call them around here, long johns. Aha, just do it and hurry. Stripping a handful of layers off, you then follow Athena out to Heidi's car. The two of you climb in. So where are we going? Look in the back seat. You turn your head and see a pair of sleds stacked in the back. Boy, Christmas already, isn't it? Oh, no shit? I've not been sledding since I was really young. Well, now's the time. There's a great place up in the hills here. Lots of people know about it, so there'll be others there, families mostly. Sounds awesome. How'd you find out about it? One of my classmates told me about it last year. I rode up and checked it out. She shivers at the memory. It was so fucking cold, never doing that again. You were surprised at how cold it was in upstate New York in winter? Shut up. You guys notice I'm totally not on the Moira path anymore, right? Like, we haven't heard from Moira in months. It's already Christmas, and we haven't heard from Moira at all. I totally just dropped off the Moira path. So anybody that wanted me to get with Moira, I guess you just have to get the game yourself. I mean, it's not that expensive, literally. This is not that expensive of a game. No, it's cool. I'm constantly surprised at how cold it gets here, too. Oh, shut up. This... what? This is the new Lexi DeMonte song. Because she sings in all the AVNs. She's a big pop star for the AVN world. The what now? Quiet. You follow her direction and go silent for the duration of the song. Athena tries, humming and singing happily along with it. Just think about leap of faith when you listen to this. You're like, but she's a goth girl. Why would she listen to... I already told you, you can't go by that. And people are like, Spirit Box. I listened to the new Spirit Box. There's legit pop songs on that record. Not even gonna lie to you. Yeah, but what about Soft Spine, Grim? Yeah, that's there, but... what is it, Crystal Rose? Come on, guys. That's a pop song. Come here real quick. Looking over at her, it surprises you how much different she is than you'd expected when you first met. She glances at you, a quizzical look on her face. What? I'm really glad we are where we are. Plattsburgh? No, I meant you and I. Okay, you gotta make the poor girl blush. You reach over and caress her thigh, the two of you singing the hook together as you pull up to the sledding site. Alright guys, so this is where we're gonna end it for now. We're taking the goth girl sledding. They do that, you know. I just don't get it with you guys. There's, oh, I'm big titty goth girl. Like, big titty goth girl is literally just every girl except she wears, like, goth clothes. That's the only difference. Like, the makeup and all that, it's just... it's like Dark Barbie. I said what I said, okay? I'm sorry. Yes, they might listen to some heavier music here and there, some goth here and there, but promise ya. I promise ya, you'd be real surprised. As they say, a woman is a woman is a woman is a woman. So, all right, guys, I'm out, and I'll see you next time with more Bear Witness. Probably when we get done with being a dick. Because that's going to be a thing. So, it's going to be a long time before we see them sled. Maybe in the summer. All right, guys, I'm out.